From the Mercy One Studio.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.
Welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com, and on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thanks so much for joining me today, friends. It is Tuesday, December 10th. We've got a great show in store for you today. Adam Story, Director of Marriage and Family Life for the Diocese of Des Moines, coming up here very soon. We're going to talk about family this morning, of course, as we do every morning with Adam. But why is family the hardest people to love? And what can we do about that? We'll have Adam Story coming up in just a few minutes to talk all about it. Patrice Lampert and Joan Rivers is going to be on the show today. They are the mother and grandmothers of... Joan is the mother of Philip Rivers, who is the Los Angeles Chargers starting quarterback, if you haven't heard, and a practicing Catholic, loves his faith greatly. But we got Joan coming up here at about 7:15, I think. Now, full disclosure, you know, Jimmy and I were kind of joking about this right before the show, but, you know, sometimes radio people, they, you know, messages. For being in communication, sometimes radio is bad communicators, people that work in radio. But nonetheless, we've been trying to get a hold of her. We scheduled her, but for the last week, we have not been able to get a hold of her. So we're going to see if Joan's coming up. I've got a couple backup things in store if Joan Rivers is not able to come on the show today. But we'll have, hopefully, Joan coming up about 7:15. Gene Wells hosts a Straight Talk and a preview her 10 o'clock show this morning at 7:45. Tom Quiner, Holy Trinity parishioner, writer, producer of many faith-based plays and musicals over the years. He's a local. He has the Holy Trinity Christmas Gala that he is wanting you to sign up for. We'll tell you why you should sign up for it about 7:45 today. Mark Amadeo with your news and sports, weather straight from the desk of Channel 13 meteorologist Megan Sewa. We will have your Saint of the Day coming up in the second half hour as well. All right, Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo with your news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. Recovering from your busy weekend. I see it's Tuesday and you're still in studio, so that's a start.
Went to bed early last night, spoke in Granger for the second evening of the parish mission, and had, you know, nearly 200 people there last night again, which was just awesome. It's a very small parish, so it's under about 500 families, but they're really thriving out there. So it's good to be able to see them and pray with them and walk with them a little bit these last few days.
Did they know who you were or are or going to be? Do they know Leonetti's name?
Yeah.
Did anybody not recognize you?
Probably three of them.
Well, good for you. You had a good night for that. And tonight's the final night of their parish mission?
Tonight is the final night, yes. And then I am off to Wisconsin tomorrow. So I'm going to go to Rice Lake. I've been there in 2011, but going to go back for... And the Monsignor there was made a bishop about a year later, and so I'm going to visit this parish again and looking forward to it.
That's great. Well, hopefully you'll have good weather and good travel conditions to do that. We didn't have that yesterday morning after our show was over, John. It got a little dicey in Des Moines with that brief storm that they were talking about moving through. It caused ice hockey on the interstate.
Yes, it did. 50-car pileup, everyone read. My goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to talk about that in the news here in a little bit. But, yeah, be careful when those conditions happen. That's not good. They're saying that could be that way tomorrow morning because we're having tonight one of those little small systems go through, which will make everything slick about 3 o'clock tomorrow morning. So could be that way tomorrow morning this time, Mr. Leonetti. Be mindful of that.
All right. Everyone be careful out there.
That's Absolutely. All right, right now from the WHO TV Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines at the Mercy One Studios. Cloudy skies, 13 degrees. We have a southwest wind at 7 miles per hour, so very chilly out. Feels like temperature at 3 degrees this morning, and today it'll become partly sunny as the clouds will move somewhat out of the system. High of 23 degrees here in central Iowa, northwest winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, increase in clouds, a chance of that light snow moving in overnight. Overnight low of 13 degrees. West-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. That means slick conditions tomorrow morning on your Wednesday, but it'll be partly cloudy, high of 27 degrees. And on Thursday, partly cloudy and warmer, high of 44 degrees. And Friday, more of the same, partly cloudy and a high of 46 degrees. Well, in the news on this Tuesday morning, one person was seriously hurt as slick roads yesterday morning caused a massive pileup on westbound Interstate 80 near Altoona. According to the Iowa State Patrol, more than 50 vehicles were involved in the chain reaction accident that happened just after 11 o'clock on the westbound lanes of Interstate 80, just east of the East Mixmaster and before Highway 65. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, in a game you heard right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, high school girls basketball matching up two top five teams, and it was number 5 Southeast Polk coming from behind and upending number 2 Dowling Catholic by the score of 80-71, and we have a highlight clip from that game.
It's a ball screen for Clark, her three-pointer top the key, no good. Saved from going out of bounds by Simplot. Into the hands of Bowles. Clark for three. Good! She gets a second crack at it.
And that was Dowling's Caitlin Clark with her, had 42 points last night. Grace Graber tripping in 11 points as the Maroons are now 3-1 on the season. And tonight they will travel over to Des Moines Roosevelt, who is 11th ranked. Last night, men's college basketball in the Big Ten, the Iowa Hawkeyes defeated Minnesota 72-52. Hawkeyes record now 7-3 on the season. And last night, NFL Monday Night Football, Philadelphia Eagles defeated the New York Giants 23-17 in overtime. Tonight it's men's college basketball in the Missouri Valley Conference, a non-conference game. Northern Iowa on the road at number 24 Colorado, and they'll tip it off at 8 o'clock, be televised in the Pac-12 network. And tonight in women's college basketball, Northern Iowa women on the road also, they're at Omaha tonight for a 7 o'clock tip off. Tonight AHL hockey, Tucson is at the Iowa Wild. They'll face off at 7 o'clock at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. And tonight, NBA G League basketball, the Iowa Wolves on the road at Rio Grande Valley, and they'll tip off at 7 o'clock in Texas. And today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar has high school girls and boys bowling along with boys swimming and high school basketball on the schedule for today. High school bowling, Marshalltown taking on Dowling, 3:30 this afternoon at Val Lanes in West Des Moines. Boys swimming, Atoma is at Dowling, and they'll get underway at 5:30 at the Mark Crouch Pool at Dowling High School. And finally tonight, right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, high school girls and boys basketball, Dowling at Roosevelt, pregame 6 o'clock. Girls tip off at 6:15, boys at 7:45. We'll have both games here on Iowa Catholic Radio at 6 o'clock. Once again, from the WHO TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines. Cloudy skies, 13 degrees at the Mercy One Studios. Southwest wind at 7 miles per hour. Today it'll become partly sunny, a high of 23 degrees. Northwest winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Tuesday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up. Jimmy Olsen, he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
We'll start things off accident-free as you make the drive in from the West Mixer to downtown. 7 minutes, 7 minutes from the East Mixer to downtown. Thanks to BuilderKen Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. BuilderKen has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to Adam Story, Director of Marriage and Family Life of the Diocese of Des Moines. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, John.
Let's talk about family. You know, Advent and Christmas and the holidays is the time to be able to kind of gather as a family. And maybe some of those family members we see only one time a year during maybe the Christmas season or Thanksgiving holiday. But, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. I talked to my wife even about it. And family, even, you know, marriages and close family, Family is oftentimes the hardest people to love. Why do you think that is?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that's true. And I think that it's true because, you know, the people that are closest to us, the people that we interact with the most often, they're the people who are most prone to or most capable of drawing us outside of ourselves. Hmm. You know, when somebody is with me, when somebody's demanding my attention, when somebody, you know, it's not just my will in the family, but there's a lot of wills. There's my wife and there's my children. And that's the most immediate place where I'm drawn outside of myself. So that's why it's so hard, but that's also why it's so important because, you know, what is love? Love is dying to self. Love is being drawn out of ourself for the sake of the other. So it's not only the hardest, but it's the most important place where we enter into love.
And perhaps in a very real way that, you know, without knowing it, maybe that comes to fruition, or we understand that in kind of a different way than what we understand for others. There's that inclination for us that, hey, I should be doing a little bit more, going outside of myself for this person than maybe, say, the person at work.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's definitely, we're more, the closer in proximity or the closer we are in a family, the more demands they're able to place on us, that they rightfully can place on us because, you know, we have a commitment in that community. But I think that it's so important because this is where, you know, this is where we learn to love the other most concretely, you know, most really. Because I think sometimes there's a temptation in our faith to kind of love God abstractly, you know, to love him in theory. But when a person is right before us, that's concrete, you know, and Christ tells us that that's where we're going to meet him. We're going to meet him in our neighbor. And so we really, I think, should be convicted that we love God as well as we love our neighbor. We love God as well as we love the members of our family. We even love God as well as we love, or as poorly as we love, the people who stretch us the most.
Yeah. And oftentimes those are the people that we live with. My wife can attest.
Yeah. Well, John, I know you, so Teresa's a saint. So
there's saints and saint makers in families. Yeah, I'm definitely a saint maker. It's so important for us to be able to get, especially during this time of year, friends, and just be mindful of it. You know, what are the ways in which we can maybe stretch ourselves a little bit more during the holidays than maybe what we otherwise would? I can't stand her, or I can't stand him, or, you know, maybe they betrayed us, right? You know, there's excuses that we can give all day long. And that doesn't mean that we're necessarily going to get along with every family member. But this kind of love doesn't ask whether we get along with them or not, or whether we even like them or not. It's a matter of duty, of what God has charged each and every one of us and commanded each and every one of us to do. That is, love one another as I have loved you. And the family, that's where we start. Anything coming up in your office of marriage and family life for the diocese?
Oh, man. Well, you know, there's a beginning experience weekend coming up in January, and I've talked about this before. We've got information on our website, but oftentimes for people who have lost their spouse either through death or divorce, this can be a particular difficult time of the year. And so beginning experience is a healing weekend for individuals who have lost their spouses, and information is up on our website, but it's really a beautiful program, and I direct people towards that.
What if someone says, I don't really do those things?
Well, we ought to do those things, yeah. You know, be brought outside of yourself. You know, we live in community. We're called to live in community. So we need to enter into that.
Yeah, I think you're right. This would be a good experience for many people. Where can they go to get more information?
DMDiocese.org. If you click on Marriage Ministry, you can find more information there.
Okay. Adam Story, Director of Marriage and Family Life. Talk to you soon, sir.
Hey, thanks, John. Talk to you later.
Here on this Tuesday, December 10th, coming up right after the break, I hope Joan Rivers is going to be on. She is the mother of superstar Philip Rivers of the Los Angeles Chargers. Yes, their quarterback. She wrote a book that I think is really good about her son. Sophia Institute has published it, called Passion and Purpose. So we've been having some trouble getting a hold of her this morning. Hopefully we will have her coming up when we come back. But don't worry, if we don't, I've got a backup and a good one at that. Don't go anywhere. John Linetti, the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you to Blessman International for underwriting the show. You know, so good to be able to see Doc, as he's affectionately known, and Beth Blessman at the Iowa Catholic Radio event with Father John Ricardo. And, you know, just talking to Beth, you know, she said, look, I'm Catholic because of this guy. Because of Father John Ricardo, and that was just a few years ago. So it was really neat, an inspiring couple nonetheless, and look at what they've done, built Blessman International, now going to South Africa and helping so many different families, children, helping them with food, water, and the basic needs that everyone deserves just because they're human. BlessmanInternational.org. Thank you for underwriting the show. That is BlessmanInternational.org.
Thank you, Blessman International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessman International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at BlessmanInternational.org. That's BlessmanInternational.org. Listen to Catholic Women Now Thursday mornings at 9 on Iowa Catholic Radio. Catholic Women Now, underwritten in part by Fred Haas, local injury attorney, Fred Double D, Haas Double A, FredHaas.com, and R&R Realty Group, showing Jesus Christ at work.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
So I don't know if you were watching football the other night, with number one Ohio State versus number 13 at the time, Michigan. It was kind of a blowout, of course. But a college football star's mother was brought into the equation by one of the Fox Sports announcers live during the broadcast. And I thought it was pretty amazing. The Fox college football announcer revealed, again, live TV, that Ohio State football star J.K. Dobbins' mother considered abortion after becoming pregnant with him at 18 years old. You saw this, Deacon Tony? After the running back scored a touchdown, one announcer said, "What does this kid not do?" Another announcer then told his mother's story. The announcer said, J.K. Dobbins' mom, Maya, became pregnant when she was 18 years old. She went to the doctor because she was thinking about aborting the baby, but changed her mind. That baby turned out to be that young man, J.K. Dobbins, who she calls her miracle baby. Multiple positive comments filled the post feed. One user even said her family was happily shocked this was shared on TV. Awesome. You know, there are a lot of people out there that will argue with church teaching. And just in case you didn't know, there are a lot of people out there that will argue against church teaching and, you know, the fundamental teachings of the church, which really is human life from the moment of conception until natural death. And of course, you see, you know, it's easy to look out into the world right now and, you know, get down about it. Abortions, euthanasia. I mean, it's everywhere, it seems. And there's different ways for us to be able to go at it. I know there's a lot of evangelists in the Catholic Church that are doing heroic work. Many on Iowa Catholic Radio that we feature. Catholic Answers Live. I love listening to Trent Horn when he has his hour on Catholic Answers Live, where you can only call in if you're pro-choice. That is one of my favorite hours that they do. And he just so calmly and really joyfully proclaims the gospel to them. And, you know, many people that are calling aren't evil in and of themselves, but they're holding evil positions. There's one way for us, you know, there's one thing for us to do and kind of argue it out or hash it out. And maybe some of us do that even with people that are closest to us this time of year. But there's another form of evangelization that, friends, I think just works. And I think we need to get just a little bit more creative in doing it. And that is sharing stories. You know, that right there, that story that Fox Sports announcer proclaimed. I don't know if he meant to do this or not, but that is a perfect example of evangelization today. An evangelization that works. You can argue against the church's teachings all you want, but you can't argue with that story. You can't argue with an 18-year-old woman that's in the doctor's office ready to abort her child and then decides not to. Has her miracle baby, and now this guy's out there scoring touchdowns for number one Ohio State. It doesn't matter if he wasn't, you know, doesn't matter if he's laying on a couch somewhere or, you know, a teacher or a lawyer or a janitor. It doesn't matter what he's doing. The fact of the matter is that mother heroically, and I don't use that word lightly, chose life. But sharing stories like that, that's evangelization. We got to find those. We got to share those. And that might be another story that you can bring up. Look at what she did. And point to it as an example. So I was just really moved by that story. Really moved by that story. Kind of in shock because I was watching the game as well when that happened. Of course, immediately I'm thinking to myself, oh, I'm sharing that on the show. Good for her. What an awesome story. Well, we are having trouble finding Joan Rivers, Philip Rivers' mother, who is the quarterback for the Los Angeles Chargers. We'll try to reschedule her. But she wrote a great book called Passion and Purpose. I was able to thumb through a little bit of this. And it's good for sports fans and sports mothers and grandmothers as well. And kind of the values to be able to instill and what sports can teach young people about faith. There's a lot of overlap there. But instead, my backup was to talk about Cardinal Luis Tagle, the Archbishop of Manila in the Philippines. And this was really kind of groundbreaking news for the Vatican as the Pope tapped him, Cardinal Luis Tagle, as the new member or the new head for the Congregation of the Evangelization of Peoples, most specifically in Africa and Asia. And you may say, well, what's significant about all of that? Well, that is probably the church's, at least one of the top three most important roles and congregations. I mean, first of all, you know, this is where the church is growing, Africa and Asia. We look at the numbers here in the United States, and it can be, you know, easy for us to kind of get down, wag our heads and think, well, everything's done. It's over. You know the stats. For every one person that comes into the Catholic Church, 6.45 are leaving. 20% practice Catholicism, their faith in the United States, and of that 20% is also counted people that just go to Mass once a month. The Church is hemorrhaging Catholics, but the future of the Church, where the Church is actually growing, is pockets of Asia, big pockets of Asia, but also Africa, by leaps and bounds. That's pretty exciting. And what areas used to be missionary territories now have come here. This right here is missionary territory. We've talked about that before. You get to be a missionary, which is why we have no time to get depressed about it. We can only get excited about it. Not excited that people are leaving the church, but excited about our new roles here in the United States that God is calling us to, and that is to be missionaries. And Cardinal Luis Tagle, he's only 62, by the way, and many have kind of seen this as kind of the Pope's nod to him, maybe as the next Pope. He's kind of one of those front runners to be considered for the next Pope. But you know the old adage, of course. You go into the conclave, the next Pope, and you come out a cardinal. So who knows? No one ever knows what the Holy Spirit is doing. But this is a big curial appointment. And of course, that means he has to move out of Manila, and he's actually going to be in Rome there, heading up this congregation of the evangelization of peoples. And in a lot of ways, I think this shows kind of Pope Francis's preference right now and what he's looking for in evangelization. One thing that Cardinal Luis Tagle is known for is his joy. The joy of the gospel, which was a piece, of course, that Pope Francis had released. Joy. You look at this guy, Cardinal Luis Tagle, and he's just always smiling. You know, when he was given the red hat by Pope Benedict XVI, it was Pope Benedict that elevated him to become a cardinal. He's seen crying. I mean, just kind of bawling his eyes out. And one of the reporters went over to him and stuck a microphone in his face and said, "We saw you crying." He was the only one that was crying. And they said, "Why are you crying?" He says, "I cry at everything." You know, just hilarious. Mom was there as well. But the joy that this man has, I think that's one of the areas that Pope Francis is saying we need to get a little bit better at. Do we have that holy joy? Does the gospel make us joyful? Not angry, not where we're wagging our finger in people's face, but joyful. Are we filled with that kind of holy joy that God calls us to? Made a cardinal 2012. I was thinking, is it 2011? Yes, I see here 2012. He was also very involved in the Synod for Youth in 2018, so young people love him. He's out there with them. Of course, in Manila, they were doing a lot of things with young people, and the young church really is growing there where he was. But I want you to pray for this guy. I really do. And who knows? Not to be the next pope or not to be the next pope, but just pray for him. Because he's kind of a rising star. Now has taken over one of the biggest departments, if you will, quote unquote, in the Vatican, and important. We are all called to be missionaries now and look to people like this to lead us, even though he's, of course, kind of parking himself and Pope Francis has him working in places like Africa and Asia. We can learn. We can learn from him right here in the States. All right, coming up in the second half hour, Tom Quiner is going to be on. Tom's always got something going on. He's a local here, Holy Trinity parishioner, writer, producer of many faith-based plays and musicals over the years. Maybe you've seen one of those. They're always excellent. They've got the Holy Trinity Christmas Gala coming up, which is always excellent. I've been to a couple of those, and you can sign up and go as well. We'll have this for you about 7:45 today. Gene Wells hosts Straight Talk, going to preview her 10 o'clock show, and we'll have your saint of the day. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning, right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Oh, it's a Tuesday. The Pugh family. I want to thank Five Sons Naturescapes Landscape and Design for underwriting the show. I was talking to them the other day, Monica, and she said, now's the time to trim those trees. Yes, you may not think about it, but now is the time to trim those trees. And I thought about it a little bit after she said it, and be the perfect time, right? Because there's no leaves, so you can really see what you're doing there. They are passionate about making the outside of a home beautiful, manageable for many years to come. Wide range of high-quality services, including sidewalks, retaining walls, and more. Serving Central Iowa with landscape and design, it was the dream of this Catholic family, and look at it now. FiveSonsNaturescapes.com, 493-1060, FiveSonsNaturescapes.com. Father Andrew now with today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." The Gospel of the Lord. Without the enlightenment that faith provides us, we might rightly describe the shepherd's actions as foolish, wise, imprudent, and maybe even stupid. Thankfully, with faith, we're able to better comprehend the boundless love and mercy that God has for us. Then it's not so foolish for God as the chief shepherd to go after the lost sheep when those sheep are us sinners.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to serve the people and communities who so generously support us. We try and find some way to give back every single month because we know everyone can use some help. Golden Rule is very thankful for all of our customers and your continued support of us. We would like to wish you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it with every job. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Thank you to Confluence Brewing Company for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Confluence Brewing Company, brewed locally and featuring regular, seasonal, and limited release beers available in their tap room and at local stores, bars, and restaurants. Confluence has a beer garden for you, your family, and friends to enjoy. Confluence Brewing Company is located at 1235 Thomas Beck Road off the bike trail south of Grays Lake and online at confluencebrewing.com. Confluence Brewing Company, where good things come together, ingredients, ideas, and friends.
Nothing great is ever achieved without enduring much. St. Catherine of Siena. Nothing great is ever achieved without enduring much. I shared this story with the youth the other day in Granger. And it's never left me, but I was watching the Olympics a couple years ago, and one of the gold medalists for skiing from the United States, she won, and they asked her, you know, all about it. And her first words out of her mouth was, "I'm going to enjoy a big bowl of ice cream tonight." And I thought, that's awesome. And you just saw that right there. She's deprived herself for the last 4 years of ice cream. You know, something small. Why? Because she wanted to win. Ice cream maybe would have gotten in the way. Something small. Nothing great is ever achieved without enduring much. Thanks for tuning in today, friends. Tuesday, December 10th. We've got Tom Quiner coming up here in just a few minutes. Tom has got another project he's working on, one of the many of the Holy Trinity Christmas Gala that he, I know, has put together. It's just a wonderful opportunity for you and your family to be able to have a little fun during this Advent season. It's before Christmas, so it's not during the Christmas season, during the Advent season, but a good way to prepare ourselves for Christmas. Gene Wells, host of Straight Talk, going to preview her 10 o'clock show as well. We'll have your saint of the day. Let's get to it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Mark Amadeo, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. Happy Tuesday to you. And yes, looking forward to the Holy Trinity Christmas Gala this Saturday night. My wife and I and numerous friends will be there. Of course, they found out I was at the table, so we are at the back. We have the Bob Uecker seats towards the back.
And
might be in the hallway with they found my name on there. So
they're always good events, aren't they?
They're tremendous. Tom's very talented. He's a self-taught pianist. Did you know that?
Yes, he is. I didn't know self-taught. I know he's a pianist, but I did not know self-taught.
You'll have to ask him about that. He's a tremendous piano player and writes his own music and lyrics, and he is very talented. We're very blessed to have him in the community, and we love him at Holy Trinity.
That's one of my favorite things to do during this time of year is just go to different shows, you know? Take Therese on a date night or go with family members, kids' shows as well for Joseph and Gianna. It's just a fun time to do it.
Absolutely. I know the Moyne Community Playhouse is really good with that over there on 42nd off the freeway, and they do a tremendous job with their children's plays, especially this time of year. They're very good with that.
Anthony doesn't care, but my other two do.
Of course they do.
12 weeks
hey,
today.
Parish Mission of Granger. What's that?
12 weeks today. Where did the time go?
Is that what it is?
Yes, 3 months. My goodness.
Wow. Yeah, where did the time go? First Christmas with the newborn.
This will be his first Christmas, no doubt.
Yeah, no question. Now you're out in Granger for Parish Mission. Tonight's the final night.
Yes.
What's been your feedback? Because these are the locals. These are the ones that have to, well, they're kind of forced to listen to you. There's nothing really else on.
No one's gotten up in the middle of it and left yet, so that's always a good sign. You know, if you can keep them there, that's fine. But besides that, it's a rowdy bunch. They're fun. They're easy to make laugh and just a lot of good people out there. So
They are. I love the folks in Granger. I know they don't have their school there anymore,
no.
But that church and that community is just thriving.
Yes, it is. And I'm trying to, you know, their priest is from Ghana, and I have wanted to go to Africa for so long, and he takes some trips there. So we're in talks right now about possibly getting over there. I said, I want to go over there and do a parish mission, and he thought that'd be a great idea. So we'll see what happens. Take the show over to Ghana.
I think his issue is how long you will be there is what he's concerned about.
Well,
if you want
here's
to stay
what he
there,
said.
Just a few days, he's good with that.
I've heard this before as well, but he told me that my parish mission's way too short for them there. I would have to go 3 hours a night, he says. You know, they would stay as long as you got. I said, I don't think I have 3 hours of material in one given night. You know, but that's what the missions are like over there. So I go 1 hour and 10 minutes, and I'm done. You know, our attention spans here in the States, but we'll see.
John, you'll have to get a video developed, maybe about a half-hour video. That'll help with part of that time that Father wants you to secure.
That's a good idea.
Develop a video and play that.
That's a good idea. I'll have to find one.
There you go. I'm here to help, John.
Thank
Anything
you.
I can do for you.
I appreciate it.
All right. Once from the WHO TV Channel 13 weather desk, meteorologist Megan Selwell, currently at the Mercy One studio in Des Moines. Cloudy skies, 13 degrees, southwest wind at 7 miles per hour. Chilly out there this morning, feels like 3 degrees. And today it'll become partly sunny. Some of the clouds will move through, a high of 23 degrees. Northwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour throughout the day. Tonight, increase in clouds, and yes, a chance of light snow overnight. We could see slick conditions tomorrow morning at this time. Overnight low of 13 degrees. And tomorrow on your Wednesday, it'll become partly cloudy later in the day, a high of 27 degrees. Thursday, partly cloudy, warmer and dry, high of 44 degrees. And Friday, partly cloudy, probably be our warmest day of the week, a high of 46 degrees. Well, in the news on this Tuesday morning, well, one person is seriously hurt as slick road conditions yesterday morning caused a massive pileup on westbound Interstate 80 near Altoona. Now, according to the Iowa State Patrol, more than 50 vehicles were involved in the chain reaction accident that happened just after 11 o'clock yesterday morning on the westbound lanes of Interstate 80, just east of the East Mixmaster, just before Highway 65 bypass. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, high school girls basketball right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, and it was fifth-ranked Southeast Polk coming from behind to hand Dowling Catholic, ranked second in the state, their first loss of the season by the score of 80-71 at the Dowling Gym. We have a highlight clip from last night's game.
Skip pass over to Gipple for three, up good!
That's
Emma
big.
Gipple gives the lead back to Dowling.
And that was Dowling's Emma Gipple with the basket. Grace Gaber finished 11 points, and Caitlin Clark with 42 points to lead the Maroons. Dowling now 3-1 on the season, and they'll take on 11th-ranked Roosevelt tonight in a game you can hear on Iowa Catholic Radio. Last night, men's college basketball in the Big Ten. The Iowa Hawkeyes defeated Minnesota 72-52 at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. Hawkeyes now 7-3 on the season. Last night, NFL Monday Night Football, the Philadelphia Eagles defeated the New York Giants 23-17 in overtime. Tonight, men's college basketball, Northern Iowa on the road at number 24 Colorado. They'll tip it off at 8 o'clock. It'll be televised in the Pac-12 network. And tonight in women's college basketball, Northern Iowa women on the road at Omaha, and they'll tip off at 7 o'clock. Tonight, AHL hockey right here in Des Moines, Tucson at the Iowa Wild. The Iowa Wild in second place, and they'll face off at 7 o'clock at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. And finally tonight, NBA G League basketball, second place Iowa Wolves on the road at Rio Grande Valley, and they'll tip off at 7 o'clock. Today's Dowling Catholic sports calendar has high school girls and boys bowling, boys swimming, and high school girls and boys basketball on the schedule for today. And girls and boys bowling, Dowling hosting Marshalltown. That'll be at Valley Lanes beginning at 3:30 this afternoon. Strike, Tony? That's a strike. Yeah, sounds like a strike. Boys swimming tonight on Tumwa at Dowling. That'll be at 5:30 at the Mark Crouch Pool at Dowling. And finally tonight, right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, we'll have a girls and boys high school basketball doubleheader, Dowling at Roosevelt. Pregame 6 o'clock. The girls will tip off around 6:15. The boys will follow at 7:45. So join me, Steve DeVinny, and Mike Swain for the call tonight, Dowling at Roosevelt, here on Iowa Catholic Radio in high school girls and boys basketball. Once again, for the WHO TV Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwell, currently in Des Moines at the Mercy One Studios. Cloudy skies, 13 degrees. A southwest wind at 7 miles per hour. That feels like temperature this morning, 3 degrees. Today it'll become partly sunny with a high of 23 degrees with northwest winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports. On your Tuesday morning, John Leonetti Show coming up. Jimmy Olsen, he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
We continue to be accident-free, but we are seeing slowdowns as you're making the drive in on 235 from the West Mixer to downtown. 12 minutes, 10 minutes from the East Mixer to downtown. Thanks to Builder Ken Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Ken has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Cheat Wells after your Saint of the Day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Now today's blessed set out to strengthen the faith of factory workers in his parish and sparked a global phenomenon to protect the rights of workers. Today we celebrate Blessed Adolf Kolping. He was an industrious priest from Cologne in Germany. Cologne was growing with more factories, and young men from across Germany were leaving their homes to work in the city. Adolf wanted to make sure the change did not leave the young men's faith behind. So he started a young men's choir. Within 4 years, the choir had transformed organically into the Young Workmen's Society and had chapters all across the globe. By 1856, only 11 years after Adolf had been ordained, there was a Young Workmen's Society chapter in St. Louis. Today, this group has over 450,000 members in 54 countries across the globe. They are still thriving. Under the leadership of Father Kolping, the group championed the sanctification of family and the dignity of labor. Father Kolping's ministry helped light a way for many who believed the church was the ally of owners and the enemy of workers. Father Kolping's work served as a springboard for Pope Leo XIII's encyclical concerning labor, Rerum Novarum, an awesome encyclical, by the way. Father Kolping was beatified on the 100th anniversary of that encyclical. We ask today, Blessed Adolf Kolping, to pray for us. Amen. And big thanks to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting our Saint of the Day, a family man that knows how important real estate law and state planning really is. 30 years in business, 224-1776. That's 515-224-1776. Let's go to Gene Wells, host of Straight Talk. Well, hello, Gene.
Good morning, John.
Good morning to you. What do we got coming up on your show today?
Well, Tim Jamison is joining me today on Straight Talk.
That'll be a good one.
And I know. I have heard so many wonderful things after he was at the Man Up event last month about his knowledge of relics, his own spiritual journey. And we have since talked about how he used to not want to, you know, tell people where he was at spiritually. He just, you know, it felt like he should, you know, not be talking about it. And how he's changed his mind on that, and really how we all have to change our mind. So it's going to be uncomfortable for us to think about, you know, going out and really, you know, sharing what we believe. But I think we'll be inspired by Tim.
His name keeps coming up in conversations that I'm having with people. It did last night. And you know, just the things that he's doing that is really changing people's lives. And I'm not saying that lightly. I mean, I know of a couple that were just on cloud nine because of, you know, speaking with him. So this guy is, the Lord is really working. The Holy Spirit's working overdrive. And Tim Jamison, he'll be guest on Gene's 10 o'clock show this morning, Straight Talk. And that will be on iowacatholicradio.com as well. You can podcast that out as well as all of Gene's shows there. 10 o'clock this morning, if you can make it. Gene Wells, thanks for coming on.
Yep. God bless.
And we'll talk to you soon. Tom Quiner, right after this on the Holy Trinity Gala. Last ability, or let's see. Yeah, it's going to be closing here soon. So Saturday is the big night, but you can still get your tickets very soon. Tom Quiner, right after this. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on this Tuesday, December 10th. Thanks to Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for underwriting the show. Originally founded in 1999, now 20 years in business. You see those golden trucks going everywhere. Customer service, quality, yes, and the quality of the workmanship, materials, equipment. Sometimes people can kind of, you know, get cheap on that. Not Golden Rule. nearly 20 years in business, goldenrulephc.com. Thank you for underwriting the show. That's goldenrulephc.com. Your Diocesan Minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Tuesday, December 10th. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. Although the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe is this Thursday, parishes across the Des Moines metro area are celebrating this week. All are welcome to be part of this significant cultural and religious event in our Hispanic community. Bishop Jameson will celebrate Mass tomorrow night at 11 o'clock at St. Ambrose Cathedral. Check with your local parish to find out what's happening. The Diocesan Hispanic Pastoral Commission is organizing a raffle. The proceeds will benefit the Hispanic Seminarian Endowment Fund. Tickets are $10 each. Prizes are one cash prize of $2,500 and five cash prizes of $500. The organization Catholic Extension will match dollar for dollar for up to $50,000 of the funds raised by the raffle through tomorrow, December 11th. If you'd like to buy a ticket, call the diocese by tomorrow and ask for Hispanic ministry. Emmaus House is offering an Advent Retreat Day this Saturday, December 14th. Preparing for the holidays can get hectic. Make space to hear God's gentle voice during this busy Advent season. Light soups, snacks, and refreshments will be available. Learn more and register at theemmaushouse.org and click on upcoming events. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities have unique amenities and award-winning property management. Sierra Point and Country Club Village Apartments in West Des Moines and residents at 62W and Wynwood Apartments in Johnston. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities wants you to love where you live. Learn more at rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Be Not Afraid is provided by Dream Dirt.
Dream Dirt Farm Real Estate and Auction is a licensed and experienced farm brokerage and auction company. Dream Dirt auctioneers are PRI and CAI certified professional farm marketers and have trained to understand the strategy behind a successful auction or sale. We work to reduce stress and risk for our customers and do not charge advertising fees. Learn more at dreamdirt.com. Dream Dirt Farm and Equipment Auction Services. Farm auctions done right. 515-257-7199.
Quickly becoming one of the largest real estate development and property management firms in Iowa. Thank you, R&R Realty, for underwriting the show. We can't do this without you. You've really come to the table for us here at Iowa Catholic Radio and helped in tremendous ways. 6.9 million square feet of office, retail, multifamily, and warehouse facilities. That just means they're everywhere. And a lot of acres of land. 500 for future development. Again, rrrealty.com. Thank you. Let's go to my last guest of the day. Tom Quiner joins me. Hello, Tom.
Good morning, John. How you doing?
Good morning, my friend. You woke up on the right side of the bed.
I sure did. I'm feeling good.
I bet you are. Holy Trinity parishioner, writer, producer, many faith-based plays and musicals over the years. When do you stop, man? When are you going to stop?
When I die.
What's the project you're most proud of that you've ever done?
Oh, man. Well, one. I mean, there's so many of them.
No, you only get one. The one project.
Oh, well, my personal favorite is The Pope of the People, John Paul II musical.
Yeah, that was outrageously good.
I love JP2, and anyway, for me, that was a labor of love.
You ever thought about bringing that back?
Possibly. Anything's possible, and it's possible. You never know.
Yeah. Well, maybe you just got the idea right now.
I know it.
We'll see. I bet you'd have it quite the crowd. One of your big projects always every year is the Holy Trinity Christmas Gala that's going to be taking place this Saturday as well. Now, there are still a few open seats, right?
Yeah, we have some seats open. The show's called The Wonders of His Love, and there's shows on Saturday, which doors open at 5:30. That includes the dinner and a sit-down dinner, and it's got wine and beer and just a great Christmas show. And then there's a second show on Sunday, a matinee, with the show starts at 2 p.m.
And are we doing a dessert bar on Sunday like last year?
Yeah, so we have a dessert bar, and the ticket price is only $15 for the Sunday matinee, and it's $35 for the Saturday night show with the sit-down dinner.
That does include dinner, as you said, though.
It does, and it's going to be good. Yeah. And the atmosphere is gorgeous. It's decorated for Christmas. All the lights are low. People are going to be happy to be there.
Well, I hear this one's maybe a little bit different than the Christmas shows in the past.
Yeah, you know, every year is different in that we mix it up. We're singing the classic Christmas songs that people know and love, but we always have a few new twists, and one of the new twists is a song that I happen to have written called Christmas Lullaby. Hmm. We have another one that is an old traditional German song called Lo, How a Rose Air Blooming, and we're doing a very unique arrangement of it. So I think people are going to find new stuff, but there's the traditional stuff there that they just want to hear year after year, like Silent Night and Joy to the World.
Do you have to be a part of Holy Trinity to go?
No. In fact, it's interesting, John, because over the years, I'd say over half of the people who come to this thing are from parishes from around central Iowa. People already flock to this event.
What are the proceeds benefit?
Well, Holy Trinity's Respect Life group puts this event on every year. Proceeds go to support Iowans for Life, which is the Catholic pro-life group. As you know, they stand up for represent all of the teaching reproductive teachings of the Catholic Church, and they are doing great work. So we're proud to do this, to raise money for them. And in fact, over the years, we were adding up, we probably raised close to $40,000.
Nice.
With this event. So we hope this year to be able to raise another $15,000 to $20,000.
Of all the things that you could raise money for, why Iowans for Life?
You know, that's a good question. And I guess for me, Father Ricardo's talk really drove it home. You know, last Saturday night at that great event, Iowa Catholic Radio, he said, why did Jesus come to earth? Why did he hang on that cross? And then Ricardo looks at us and points at you and he says, because you matter. And every baby who is conceived at the instant of fertilization, that person matters. Hmm. That little boy, that little girl matters. So it's a matter of justice. In this Christmas season, when we're celebrating the birth of Jesus, and Mary, the culture would say, was in a crisis pregnancy, we just want to embrace Christ by standing up for the most defenseless people in our society, which are the unborn. Iowans for Life does it.
Yeah, the most vulnerable, the most defenseless, as you said, and the ones that we have now got to go to the front lines to protect, and that's something that I know, Tom, has always been close to your heart. Hey, have you always been a pro-life warrior?
Since the 70s, I was raised Protestant, and it was probably in about the election, one of the first elections, 76, where it was raised in my consciousness, and Ronald Reagan did a good job of making it an issue, and it just seemed to me this is a matter of justice. So our event at Holy Trinity, this is the way our Respect Life group can do something that draws our community together in a celebration of Christ. It's an evening that makes people happy, they're well-fed, have a great time, and then they're also helping babies in the womb. So it's a win-win.
Do I have to get a babysitter?
Oh, well, this makes it all the better because on Saturday night, we do have child care, and so the kids go and have pizza, and they watch a Christmas movie over
nice.
In the media center. So, no, you don't have to. And then on Sunday, we have a special family price for those who want their kids to be able to watch the show, and it's $50 per family, whether they have, you know, a family of three or a family of 30. You know, it's like, we're just kind of, it's a ridiculous deal.
That sounds pretty cool. Yeah, I like that. I like that child care sort of thing. You know, sometimes, especially for young families. I know a lot of young families, especially here in Des Moines, that say, I can't go to this because, you know, we don't have a babysitter, no child care. So
kind of gets so expensive when you have to get one. So
right. This
just makes it easy, and it's a nice way. It's just a happy night. I mean, I can't tell you how much people come up to me and they say we look forward to this every year, because I think what people listening on the radio may not realize is how good a show this is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a Broadway caliber show starring Gina Gedler, who many people know. That girl can sing. She's backed up by a 16-voice choir and a 19-piece orchestra plus a handbell choir.
Nice.
So it's this big, big, voluptuous sound. I mean, it's rich, and people are just blown away by it.
And what time does it start Saturday?
Okay, so Saturday, doors open at 5:30, dinner at 6, show at 7. That's $35. Sunday, doors open at 1:15 p.m. This is all at Holy Trinity Catholic Church in the gym and social room. And the show on Sunday starts at 2 p.m.
2 p.m., got it. All right, and where can you go to get tickets? Now that question.
Go to HolyTrinityRespectLife.com. That's HolyTrinityRespectLife.com. You can order online there, and you have to have an advance ticket for Saturday night because we're going to be cutting off the sales on this tomorrow at noon. And then on Sunday, we prefer you buy in advance, but you can buy at the door on Sunday if you would like. So
okay. We
want people to come on out and have a great time.
HolyTrinityRespectLife.com is where you can go to get your tickets and more information there. Tom Kleiner, it's a treat to have you on, man, and promote all your stuff. I love it.
Likewise. Great talking to you, John.
All right. That's Tom Kleiner, everyone. Take advantage of it, friends. Sounds like a good afternoon or good evening with the family or good date night. Good date night. Tom Kleiner puts this show in the books. By the way, thanks to Dean Bell for underwriting the show. Bell Construction, roofingankeny.com. That's roofingankeny.com. 10-year workmanship warranty. I'm going to see him today at about noon. About an hour. Just go get some exercise in. 30-plus years roofing experience. 650-7168. RoofingAnkeny.com. Thanks, Dean. Puts the show in the books. Back on tomorrow. And right afterwards, I'll be driving to Wisconsin. But we'll be live inside the Mercy One studio. Deacon Tony, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us to protect us all and to bring us to His everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. I am John Leonetti, friends. Be confident in Christ's mercy and His love today. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of You. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know You and to make You known.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction, Five Sons Naturescapes, and Blessman International.